USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Neil Kashari, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, called for a nationwide economic shutdown of up to 6 weeks to get the coronavirus pandemic completely under control, warning that the rest of 2020 could be much worse than America has experienced thus far. In a New York Times op-ed, he wrote, "The next 6 months could make what we've experienced so far seem just like a warm-up to a greater catastrophe. With many schools and colleges starting, stores and businesses reopening, and the beginning of the indoor heating season, new case numbers will grow quickly," using information from the Center for Infectious Disease Research. President Trump has insisted that states resist the urge to roll back reopenings. He said earlier this week, when asked about Kashari's comments, "The country is not going back to shutdowns." Aside from the economic shutdown he's calling for, he also called for more stimulus relief from the federal government. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thousands of bikers have poured into the small South Dakota city of Sturgis as the 80th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally rumbled to life despite fears it could lead to a massive coronavirus outbreak. The rally will become the largest public gathering since the pandemic began, with organizers expecting over 250,000 people from all over the country to make their way there during the 10-day event. That would be roughly half the number of previous years, but local residents and even a few bikers worry that the crowds could create a super spreader type of event. China slammed the United States for imposing barbarous sanctions in response to Beijing's crackdown on Hong Kong. In the toughest action by the United States on Hong Kong since China imposed the sweeping new security law on the territory, Washington sanctioned a group of Chinese and Hong Kong officials, including the city's leader. The move came after President Donald Trump's administration forced Chinese internet giants TikTok and WeChat to end all operations in the United States. Remember, you can listen live anytime at usaradio.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Just over 97,000 children have now tested positive for the coronavirus in the last 2 weeks, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics. Out of almost 5 million reported COVID-19 cases in the United States, the group found that more than 340,000 were children. In New York City, home to the nation's largest school district, Mayor Bill de Blasio announced a return to in-person schooling in the fall and pledged that his officials have worked incessantly to get it right. 30 children have died of the coronavirus in the month of July. Pressure to get kids back into the classroom has left superintendents in more than 13,000 different school districts across the country to figure out how to keep children safe amid a myriad of public health advisories and how to handle learning differences. Counterfeit documents are giving criminals a license to commit a number of crimes, including voter fraud and terrorism, according to United States officials at the Customs and Border Protection offices. They say they've seized over 20,000 counterfeit U.S. driver's licenses at Chicago's O'Hare Airport alone. The licenses and other fake documents were included in overseas shipments, mostly from China and Hong Kong. Dallas has also seen an influx in counterfeit document seizures, over 20,000 since 2019. And last fall, CBP agents in Kentucky intercepted nearly 30,000 fake U.S. licenses and more than 3,000 blank cardstocks for making those licenses that were headed to New York City. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.